Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, that being Las Vegas, your home for live sports. And that means all sports. Every game, match, race, competition, it's always on. Now go on and plan your trip at visitlasvegas.com to see the best and the brightest in Vegas. It's the greatest arena, folks, on earth. All right, we got our man Kerry Kittles, who successfully predicted that the Nets would get walloped in the first round by the Boston Celtics. He will join us. And then Broussard's Fab Five, the five greatest playoff dunks in NBA history.
Number
and Rob,
five.
My number one is going to surprise you. Very much so.
LeBron James.
We'll see. All right, Rob, let's go to the NBA. And last night we talked about, look, yesterday at this time, all eyes were on Philadelphia in Toronto because the Sixers had lost the last two games of the series. And instead of, you know, they had been up 3-0 and they were looked like they might be in danger of blowing not only a 3-1 lead, but a 3-0 lead. Doc Rivers, of course, has a history of blowing 3-1 leads in the playoffs. James Harden has a history of playing poorly in big moments in the playoffs. And so everyone wanted to see, what are the Sixers going to do? And Rob, I got to give them credit. They showed up. They showed up and they answered the call. I'm not willing to say they answered all my questions, but they did answer the call. I saw two things that I liked that when I say answered the call is what I'm referring to. One, James Harden handled the pressure. And I know it was just the first round, but it was pressure on him, Rob. Everybody was critical of how he played, not only in the series, but really this entire season. But in the series, he shot 38%. He shot 32% in the last two games that they lost. And everyone was saying, see, he's lost a step and he ain't clutch to begin with. And James Harden went out, Rob, and played one of his best games in a while. He was aggressive from the start, had a dunk in traffic early on, scored 8 points in the first 6 minutes, scored 10 points, dished out 5 assists in the first quarter, and looked good. And so that's one thing that was answered. James Harden handled the pressure. We'll see if he does it in the second, in the next round against Miami when it gets tougher. But he certainly did last night. And the second thing, Rob, I thought they gave the blueprint or the formula for how they need to play if they're going to keep advancing. And I don't think it's James Harden going Houston Rockets James Harden. I think it's James Harden playing somewhat like he did last night. He doesn't have to give me 25 to 30 points. I think what you want from James Harden is to be aggressive as a playmaker, getting his own shot, but also getting everybody else involved, not pounding the ball too much, making decisive and quick decisions with his dribble, and being efficient. He was 7 for 12. He had 20 points on 12 shots. He can take 12 to 15 shots and get me 20 to 25 points. So if I got Harden being efficient, Rob, giving me 21 points and 11 or 12 assists, and then I got Tyrese Maxey with 20-plus, Tobias Harris with 17 to 20, and, of course, Embiid giving me close to 30, that, to me, is the formula for the Sixers, rather than Embiid and Harden going for 30 apiece. And so we'll see if they can continue that. They got Miami in the next round. That's going to be a great series. A disciplined, really well-coached team that doesn't have any superstars versus a team that you wonder about their mental toughness. At times, you wonder about the coaching. And they've kind of got two superstars. That's kind of their how they're built. And so we'll see, Rob, but I think it's going to be a great series.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do think it will be great. I'm not totally sold on Philadelphia. They were supposed to win that series. They were up 3-0. I think that was the only reason why people looked at them a little sideways, right? I mean, because if Embiid doesn't hit that three, Chris, in overtime, it might be
right.
We might
Who
be talking
what happens.
Right. It's just a little different. So finally, Harden did show up in a big way, and he's done that from time to time. It's not like he's never had a big playoff game, right? It's
right.
About
no, and that's the thing. He has had some big playoff
he
games.
He has.
In big moments, yeah. So it's not like always.
He's never done it or whatever. It's just that it hasn't been as consistent as you would like it for a player of that caliber.
Right.
And I think that's what going forward, people, because you start getting what James Harden is showing up tonight. Like that really shouldn't be that issue. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a great night every night, but why is it being questioned, on who's showing up that night? Because it's been that inconsistent. And if you're Philly, you're glad that it wasn't pushed to a game 7 where anything could happen. And they won big time by 30 points or whatever and blew them. I was close at the half, Chris, and they came out in the second half. It was 37-17 and game over. 37-17 third quarter. Had a big third quarter. And put the game away. I'm still Philly. I don't know what to make of them. Are they going to the Eastern Conference Finals? Are they going to the finals? I don't know. And I heard the breakdown you just gave, which makes sense that you don't need them to, they got enough players and enough scorers that they don't need to carry the whole load, the two guys by themselves. There's plenty. They do have talent.
No, look, I'm with you, Rob, in that while they answered questions last night, they haven't answered all the questions. Like, no. I'm still, the next big game, I'm still going to be wondering what Harden does. You know, I think, like you said, the reason he's been questioned is because of the way he's had bad games in big moments. It's a dozen turnovers. It's only taken 10 shots. You know what I mean? Like, those are the things. It's 2 for 11. You know, it's missing a ton of three-pointers. It's one thing to miss shots. Jordan missed shots here and there in big games. Isaiah, Bird, LeBron, you know, that's going to happen. But do you go out meekly? Are you running from the pressure, right? Or are you running into the pressure and you just miss, right? Like, one thing, Rob, everybody goes it off on John Starks, right, for the 2 for 18 performance in the finals. And they should.
Right.
But he didn't run from it. You got to give him that.
Nope.
he didn't shrink. He just was off, you know?
It was one of those things for a guy to be. And if anybody remembers that series, Chris, he balled out in game 6, which forced to game 7. Yep. I mean, he this was a guy who was undrafted, bagging groceries. Right.
Taking all those shots, yeah.
Yeah. It tells you about him and who he was at that point. And, you know, I always blame Pat Riley for that series because Rolando Blackman was on the bench.
I agree. You've got to save a guy from himself.
Yes, you got to be like, it's just not happening
Patrick
tonight.
Right there?
Right. It's not happening tonight. And
right.
For your two guard to shoot 2 for 18, Chris, and you lose by 6?
Right.
Like you were in the game. They were in the game.
Right. Rob, Pat Riley, obviously an all-time great coach. But if you look at his record, he lost a lot of series where they were the higher seed.
Yeah.
And I'm not that finals because I don't know
the Miami Knicks won in 99, Chris.
He lost to the Knicks at least once, if not twice, I believe, as the higher seed. Charlotte beat him as a lower seed. So, yeah, no, he lost when he left Miami for the first, you know, when he retired for the first time from coaching. He needed to because they were consistently like Riley would drive his team so hard in the regular season. Right. He would have them playing at a playoff level in the regular season. So they'd have a ton of wins. They'd be a high seed, but they couldn't take it to another level. And the opponents could in the playoffs. And, you know, of course, he came. I give him a lot of credit for the championship in 2006. Because that team was sinking under Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah, and he took over and he guided it and it made it happen. That and a million free throws, but that's another story.
right.
Chris, I can't let it go. Hey,
you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Right?
Right,
Chris?
I mean, it was
kind of
crazy. It was kind of crazy. Dwayne Wade, yes. Quickly, Rob, let's go here because we want to throw this out to the listeners. Chris Paul last night, a historic game, Rob. I mean, you can argue. I'm not going to sit here and argue that I don't have all these games in front of me. You can argue that was his best game ever. Because he was 14 for 14, right?
Can't get any better than that in basketball. I'm sorry.
It's playoff record. 33 points, 8 assists, and pesky. Look, and I'm not going to make Jose Alvarado out to be Gary Payton. But he's a little pest, man. The little rookie, you know, all he has to do is worry about getting under your skin and hustle his butt off as a defender, and that can be bothersome. It's like a little gnat, and he bothered Chris throughout the series. Held him to two, you know, 8-second violations, and Chris wore him out last night. But anyway, Rob, here's what I want to throw out to you and the listeners. I have Chris Paul as the 5th best point guard ever. I got Magic, Steph, Oscar, Isaiah Thomas, and then Chris Paul. Yeah, I got him ahead of Stockton and Nash and Payton and Walt Frazier and Cousy and any other guys people are going to throw in there. Kid, where do you have him? And here's my thing. Because on our show, First Things First, Nick Wright is saying if they win the championship, Phoenix, he's moving. He's got him 5th like me, but he's moving Chris Paul ahead of Isaiah Thomas. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I don't care what they do this postseason. I'm not moving ahead of Isaiah Thomas.
I don't get that from the standpoint of, and we've talked about a million times, what Isaiah, the players who were in his way, Chris, that he had to win during that time, that's got to count. Come on, man. Bird and Jordan, stop.
And Magic.
I mean, what'd I say?
Bird, Jordan, and Magic. Bird, Jordan, and Magic.
What?
And he didn't have, and this is no slight to Joe Dumars, Dennis Rodman.
No, these are all great players in their own right. Yep.
But they weren't Kareem, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, James Worthy. Like, really, you know what I'm saying? They weren't Scottie Pippen. He had a great team that he really was building his image. But he didn't have those superstars that the other guys had, and he beat them. So I can't move Chris Paul ahead of him. But look, so to me, if Chris wins this championship or not, he's still going to be in fifth for me. I think he's I firmly have him in fifth ahead of Kidd and Stockton and guys like that. Where do you have him if you've thought about it?
Yeah.
And how does this postseason affect where he might be?
I don't have him as high as you in the top 10.
You don't have him in the top 10?
No. I said I don't have him as high as you. You have him in the top 5.
Right.
I'm saying
you have him.
I'm saying in the top 10, but I don't have him as high. I think Walt Clyde Frazier gets. I don't know. People forget about him.
Right.
Won a couple championships.
Two championships. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and was the star that year. Everybody talks about Willis limping out.
No, he was the star.
Clyde was
no
the
doubt.
Man in that game.
Right. Exactly. And I know the farther you get away from guys and championships, you know, they don't seem as relevant or whatever, but I'm not there. And Chris has had a lot of playoff failures and have been on some pretty good teams.
Right.
And I'm not blaming him, Chris, for losing all those things, but he was on some pretty darn good teams and he's had some moments as well. I can remember a few years back, and help me with this. He had an excellent,
Westbrook?
This for the Clippers. No, he had an excellent game, Chris. Game 6 against Utah to force a game 7, and then laid an egg. Like
that was just like a few years ago.
Am I right? You remember what I'm talking about?
He was unbelievable.
Game 6 was amazing.
Yep, definitely remember.
And was a no show for game 7.
What stands out even more than that was when Russell Westbrook just unnerved him. Remember? I think it was. I want to say 2015, but it was in the playoffs, and Westbrook's athleticism just, I think, unraveled Chris, and he made some horrible mistakes at the end. They had a game one, and in the last 45 seconds, he made a turnover, fouled Westbrook on a three-pointer. It was like, I might be getting the details wrong, but he melted down, and they lost because
we're not doing it off of the Google. We're trying to do it off the top of our heads.
But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. You saw a performance for the ages last night from Chris Paul. Where do you rank him among the all-time great point guards? I'm constantly texting with Bonzi Wells. Are you listening, Bonzi Wells? Bonzi Wells wants me to put him, like, if not number one, then right behind Magic. I'm not going that high. I got him fifth, and that's where he's staying, win or lose this postseason. What are your thoughts on Chris now? Historically, and if they win a championship, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to win with the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Chris Paul, historically, where does he rank?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Tyler in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tyler?
Hey, what's going on, y'all, on this flashy, funky Friday?
That's right.
I'm actually over here bumping that controversy by Prince in honor of y'all first segment.
Oh, so, okay. Nice.
You know, that's a classic for me. But I'll get to it. As far as Chris Paul on my ranking, I agree with Chris. I got him in my top five. And real quick, I'll just run my.
How old are you? 24?
No, I'm actually 30.
Okay.
So what's your top five?
So my top five is Magic. I think that's unquestionable in my opinion. Then I got Zeke, Curry, Oscar, CP3. Surprisingly, Parker, Kidd, Nash, Stockton, and Payton. So that's my top 10.
The one that would raise eyebrows is Tony Parker. I think he's a little underrated, but I certainly wouldn't put him six. But he was great. So
No Clyde Frazier. No, Clyde is too far removed.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys. I think. I believe because of my age and the fact that I didn't really get a chance to see him.
Right.
I think that would skew my view on that.
I understand, so, but you do have the big O there because you can't. It's undeniable, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think if you just don't have him on the list, I mean, your list is just not respectable. I mean, right. You have to respect what that guy was able to do, as well as Walt Clyde Frazier. I, of course, respect what he had to do, but those numbers for Oscar, I mean, he's got to be in my top three.
No, that's right. Fair. That's fair.
Yeah, so, but as far as Parker goes, real quick, I know I don't want to take up too much time, but the reason why he's so high for me is because when you look at his head-to-head matchups with Chris Paul, Steve Nash, and other guys that I have in my top 10, he was giving them the business. He never backed down, and he was able to perform in clutch moments, and he has a finals MVP on his record. So that's something Curry doesn't have. So, you know, I think he definitely belongs in that. In that top 10.
I think he would have put up even better numbers, too, in a different system.
And
right?
He's playing
with Tim Duncan. So, Parker, he's underrated. Tony Parker's underrated.
Anybody named Parker's underrated. We're talented guys. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? That's, thank you. Thanks, Kawhi.
That is funny. That is hilarious.
You are fake news.
That's right. Leo in New York. Leo, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday.
Hey, Tonton Chris, Tonton Rob, how you guys doing?
Doing
good,
great.
Brother. How are you?
Doing great. Chris, I got to say, I used to never miss First Thing First, but since you joined, I never miss First Thing First. That's crazy.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Nicely.
I got to say, CP3, I don't think we can put him above Isaiah to begin with. They both don't have MVPs. One has two titles. One at the against Prime Jordan, Magic, and Bird. The other doesn't. I mean, even if he wins the title, that would be one against two. He has the number on his side. I get that because, you know, Isaiah's career was cut short.
Right.
But still, I feel like that wouldn't be fair. In terms of, one thing I do agree with you, Chris, is your Mount Rushmore, when you don't have AI, but you have Curry, who is not actually a quintessential point guard, but it's just a two guard, really, because that's the argument you use against AI. But that's a different story for another day, I'm sure.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yes. I got AI as a two guard. I think Steph's even more of a point guard than AI, but there's an argument because he is like a two. I'll hear you on that. But he's better than AI. Even AI admits he's better than AI.
For sure. But, yeah.
All right, Leo. Appreciate it. Chris, will you squeeze in?
Leo just called up to razz me.
He did. I love it, Leo. God. Yes, I love it. One more, Chris, we're going to squeeze in real quick. Sam in Indiana, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sam?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Man, how are you?
Doing good. I got Magic 1 and Isaiah 2. I think they're just a step above everyone else, and they can play all different styles of basketball. They Isaiah is a great defender, too.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see Oscar Robinson play, and I didn't get to see Frazier play. I mean, you can make arguments for them being there, too. But I get to really look at all the other point guards, and I kind of would put Paul after, you know, the big O, because, you know, you can't argue with what he did.
Right.
But he can play different styles. And then there's four or five point guards you can make an argument for being right after them, you know, that were just really talented, good point guards, and that can play different styles. Stockton, you know, he can't play as many styles as some of these other point guards can. So I think that's why he kind of falls down a little bit lower on my list, maybe five or six.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think after the five I had, it sounds like you're kind of in that round the same thing. You know, then, Rob, you got Stockton, Kidd, Peyton, Nash, Frazier. Like, you know, a lot of people would argue between Stockton and Kidd. Because I like Kidd better, but Stockton's numbers are just –
Hard to argue.
And some of his longevity, but some of his just, I mean, my goodness, his assists and steals numbers are just through the
roof. But the only thing, Chris, I was always questionable whenever we went to Salt Lake City. I always felt like even when Stockton passed the salt or pepper to Malone, they give him an assist. You know what I mean?
That's true. I mean, you're right about that. Those assists racked up quick.
I was
three
like,
steps,
what?
Three yeah, dribbles, like, four dribbles, whatever it was. Yeah,
like,
I hear
what?
You on that.
Yeah,
like, I hear you on that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Right, we're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Former NBA veteran, two-time NBA finalist, now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Kerry Kittles. What's up, Kerry?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. You hear that bass in his voice? You hear that bass in his voice, Chris?
I like that.
Before we give you a chance to gloat about your Celtics pick, we were just talking about Chris Paul coming off that great game last night. Where you kind of rank him historically? I've got him as the fifth best point guard.
I have him in my top 10, not top 5.
Yeah. I got him behind. I got Magic, Steph, Oscar, Isaiah, Chris Paul. Where do you have him? I mean, you might not have a list, but kind of where do you think he is kind of on the list of all-time greats?
And yeah, I think he's definitely in the top 10 for point guard. I wouldn't put him in my top 5. I can't think of right now, but I wouldn't be in my top 5. I could tell you that now.
Yeah.
But he would definitely be in the top 10.
Kidd. Now, your great teammate was Jason Kidd. Would you have him ahead of Chris?
No, I mean, I wouldn't, only because – and look, you know, it's tough when you're comparing. You're looking at stats. You're looking at accomplishments. You're looking at all-stars, all those things, accolades. But, I mean, Jason Kidd, for me, like, he got it done. Like, he won. He won. Like, I mean, you could look at the stats all you want. He won. I mean, there was no excuses at the end of the day when he was, you know, we didn't win any championships together, but he wound up winning in Dallas. He was a winner. And I'm not saying Chris is not a winner, but, I mean, when those moments came, he hasn't been able to get his team over the threshold.
I think that's fair, Chris. I just think that's the one thing that he hasn't been able to do, and if he does it this year, right. You know what I mean?
Like everybody, a lot of money,
and Kerry, you remember last year, everybody was crowning him when they were up 2-0. You remember that?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's a great player. That performance he put on last night, 14 for 4. Oh, my gosh, that was incredible.
That was Kerry, and I know you coached for a while. That was a message to these young point guards. Don't abandon the mid-range.
Yeah, and the note to all the analytics guys, if you practice that shot, I mean, there were so many guys in my era in the 90s. I mean, you know, before this three-point shooting era, it was countless guys across the NBA that once they got to that mid-range, they were like DeRozan. They were like Chris Paul. The ball went in. Sam Cassell was one of them. I mean, Sam Cassell is a teammate. I just could not believe how he never missed pull-ups. and it was such an army. You can go to Grace, the Jordans, and all those other players as well that made a living and a career in the mid-range. But the analytics say it's a bad shot now. So guess what? These young kids just don't practice that shot.
And right. Let's just give Kerry his props. He called it. Boston, I don't know if you thought it would be a sweep, Kerry.
I did not.
Because it was by a total of 17 points in four games, which is incredibly close. Well, what did you take from that series?
Well, I mean, you know, let's just look at it from what it is. When you look at what the Nets were trying to do this year and all the adversity that they faced, the up-and-down season, the COVID vaccines, mandates, the injuries, the COVID hit the team, right? Durant gets injured. And you look at the Celtics, and they just consistently built their culture throughout the season, whereas the Nets were not able to do that. You can say it was because of guys missing games or whatever. The Celtics were on a different trajectory throughout the season, getting better and better, finding their chemistry, Jaylen Brown and Tatum learning how to feed off each other and take over in different times and control games. Obviously, right, you have Smart, who's the glue to that team. I mean, he really is. But everyone's bought in, and now you're seeing 1 through 5, when they're out there, 1 through 5, guarding the ball. Like, is this one of the best defensive teams? If they win it all this year, which I have them doing this year, by the way.
Do you?
They are my favorite to win. If they do it this year, are they one of the best defensive teams to ever play? I mean, they locked down Kyrie and KD. Their percentages were god-awful. And they have been dominating as of late, and that was just 4 games where they were just really – I mean, they scored, you know, in the 20-minute, 30-point game at first with Kyrie, but it was just average game. They are an amazing defensive team, and watch what they do to the Bucks. Watch what they do to the reigning champs. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing to see.
So tell us about that. Like, why – I tend to think Giannis is going to get his, but I don't know where the other scoring comes from without Middleton. Like, how do you see it playing out? You sound like you
think
they're really
locked up. I don't think that's going to happen. I think you're going to see a coach who's like listen, I was at the game when the Mavericks came and played the Nets this year in Brooklyn, and I watched my former teammate, Jay Kidd, say, you know what, KD, you're not taking any shots. We want to see everyone else score. And what did the Celtics do against the Nets in this playoffs? They were like, okay, Kyrie and KD, you guys are not going to see the light of day. You pass the ball, Bruce Brown, you can have fun, score 25. Seth, you can try and take some shots too. Patty Mills will give you an occasional three. But Kyrie and KD, you're not beating us. Watch what they do against the Bucks. They're going to tell Giannis, I don't care. Pass the ball to Pat Connaughton. Pass the ball to whoever, Brooke Lopez, you can try to score too. But Giannis, you will not dominate us. And I guarantee you that will be the strategy in this matchup.
Can we bet double or nothing on this series? I won't take
Let's
no
do
way.
It.
We did our bets.
Let's do it.
I forgot about that.
I want double or
Let's
nothing.
Do I'm it. With you, Kerry. I got Boston.
Okay.
So.
I got you. You're seeing a coach.
I owe you wings. I just want to make it double or nothing. That's
it. We're going to play for the steak.
Wasn't it steak?
Oh, we got steak.
Yeah, we got steak. So can we speak about this coaching job by email? It's amazing.
Udoka, yeah, he's been
Udoka.
Awesome.
Yeah, like this guy can really coach first time. I mean, having a whole roster buy in And a team that was in disarray, even under Brad Stevens, they didn't know who they wanted to be.
Right.
They were really struggling to find their identity. And they're like, now, you know what? We know who we are. We're a collective,
well,
collective team. Go ahead.
We got a minute left. Hey, I'm going to say this. Go ahead.
I just want to say this real quick. Can we call his coaching style a Yoka Doka? No?
Yoka Doka. I like that.
I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot, but he was an assistant with the Nets last year.
Yes.
I think they should have had – he should be the Nets coach. But here's what I want to ask you. Is Nash – and Nash isn't as good as Udoka. There's no question about it. But is he even in a position – has he been empowered – to coach those guys? And if Udoka were the head coach, would he be empowered when Kyrie's like, we don't need a coach, we all can be the coach? Like, and KD handpicked Nash. Like, is that a problem in Brooklyn? And even if they had a great coach like Udoka, would that be an issue?
I mean, listen, I'd love to be as super critical of Steve Nash as I can. This is one of those reasons where, like, I don't know if I fully agree with KD, but I partially agree with his sentiments as far as the way the cards he was dealt, right? Like, it's really hard. I mean, I don't know, guys. I mean, you know, I've been around the game for a long time. I watched Steve Nash coach the Nets, and I have mixed reviews about it, honestly. My gut is telling me I have mixed reviews from what I saw. I saw a very inconsistent team. They really struggled buying into their culture. And regardless of who's in the lineup, you can still build team chemistry. You can still build continuity, even though guys are in and out. And I didn't see that this year. And I saw this. You know, listen, great coaches, and what you're seeing now with the Celtics, great coaches can coach their best players. Popovich was able to coach Duncan. He was able to coach, you know, Robinson, and they bought into the head coach. What we're seeing with Brooklyn and all the rumors swirling around is that it's KD's team and it's Kyrie's team, and Nash has almost fallen in line as a troop. And that's as backwards, excuse my language.
Right.
But no, it shouldn't be that way. He should be able to coach them hard and get them to buy into whatever he wants to accomplish as a head coach, and we haven't seen it thus far in his first two seasons there.
Now, well said. Well said. All right, that's our man, Kerry Kittles. Rob, you heard him. He was right on the money on the Celtics in round one. And I'm riding with you in this one too, Kerry.
NBA champ Celtics, guys.
This is where you crash and burn, Kerry, but it's all right.
I'm not going that far, but I'm going with the Milwaukee. All right, Kerry Kittles, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Broussard's Fab Five is next. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. We got breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Gentlemen, the Philadelphia 76ers have confirmed tonight that center Joel Embiid was injured in last night's win over the Raptors. He suffered a right orbital fracture and a mild concussion. He will be listed as out with no timetable for his return, according to The Athletic. Philadelphia is due to open the second round series at Miami on Monday night. The team says further updates will be provided as appropriate. Oh, Embiid injured. Second round about to begin. Back to you.
Ugh. Wow.
Chris, this is what I was saying before about just this year with the NBA not feeling whole. I'm bummed out. I'm just bummed out. You don't get to see everybody play. I've never seen this before.
Well, look, we've talked. Injuries have been a part of the postseason for many years.
I know.
But this year, oh, man,
you
this
agree,
is bad.
Right? This year's just strange.
I mean, I've been into the year. I'm not going to say I'm bummed out about the season. I'm still into it, and I'm going to be into the playoffs. But this is unfortunate. It's definitely unfortunate.
I'm not saying you're not going to be into the play. I'm just saying I would love to see him play. You know what I mean? Total the team.
I don't think they have, without him, and I don't know if this means he's out the rest of the whole series or what. Obviously, the orbital fracture is probably more long-term, right? Keep him out than the concussion. But No way I see them beating Miami without Joel Embiid. If they had, and I'm not even saying, you know, this is not against Dot, but their offense, like if they ran a Mike D'Antoni offense and were just going to let Harden do whatever he wanted, maybe, because that's what he did in Houston, but they don't run that with Doc. And I get it. They shouldn't with Embiid, but, you know, Rob, I can't see them beating Miami without Joel Embiid. Can you? No. I don't know that I was going to pick them over even with Embiid. But yeah, without him, they're really
without him for sure, right? Yeah. It's just, I'm sure people in Philadelphia are just numb.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Just like, are you serious?
But, Rob, and I think you and I have talked about this. We've always said, and we'll get to Bruce Arts Fab Five in the next hour, but we've always said, Embiid, you're always just holding your breath, right?
Yep. It's
like,
just
when
a fact.
Is it coming? When is he going to go down? And I was just kind of starting to get beyond that, right? Because he's been healthy this year for the most part. But, and here it comes. Because Rob, he's never played. This was the first year in his 6 years that he ever played more than 65 games. And he played 68. And then he gets injured in the postseason. It's just unfortunate. But, you know, it's, wow. That is sobering news. Rob, here's the thing, though. Does it save Doc?
No, I know.
I mean, you know
it
what
sounds
saying?
Sinister, but right. It does save Doc.
Yeah, so you don't think if they lose to Miami in five?
No, how are you going to blame that on Doc if he's missing?
You certainly can't blame him. Would you? I mean, there's a strong feeling among many people in the league that Daryl Morey wants Mike D'Antoni like bad.
I don't know how you can make that move, Chris. Coming off of that, I think he would be.
You
panned,
could, but
you know what I mean. Yeah, but it would feel dirty,
right? And here's the thing: if let's say it happened. Doc would be a much more favorable candidate for the Lakers with this situation versus, you know,
because he's not coming off of getting knocked out early. Right.
Right. It's not his fault if they get swept or whatever by Miami. It's unfortunate. That side of the bracket already was the weaker one in the East as far as we felt. And now it really is. All right. We got an hour left. You know what to do. Lock it.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.